Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Just discussing the Emmys, Jess, you spoke about the Logies a little bit earlier in the show. Australian television's night of nights.
Oh, yeah.
We're all still talking about it right now. What's going on? Larry Emder's going on. He won the gold. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what he is on necessarily.
At the moment.
It's not Deal or No Deal.
Are you sure it's not Deal or No Deal?
No, because that's Grant Denyer. Grant Denyer's gone over to the briefcase dark side.
Larry. He does the morning show, doesn't he?
Regardless, whatever he does, he's the best in the country at it. That's why he's won the gold Logie. Now, you spoke earlier in the show, Jess, about his acceptance
speech.
Oh,
he's the host of the Chase Australia
Chase,
as well.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Now, Larry had a very long speech, had the crowd in stitches. Mm-hmm. There was one thing that he did say that has got kind of a lot of people talking over the last 24 hours since he did win the gold Logie. Let's have a listen.
I was so convinced that I wasn't going to win this that I said that if I did win it, I would have all the nominees' initials tattooed on my ass live tomorrow morning. we'll see you on the morning show tomorrow, right? Sorry, Sylvia, I know we had some fancy hotel room time planned, but looks like I'll be doing squats all night.
Now, that's Larry Emder saying that he would get a tattoo on his bum.
Sorry, excuse me, I'm watching the video.
On your feed. There is a video this morning of him on the morning show being true to his word, getting the tattoo of a
gold. His butt is out.
Of a Logie with all the initials of the other nominees. So like Andy Lee on there, mm-hmm. AL, Robert Irwin, RI, Julia Morris,
really
JM.
Fun.
I don't have a bum tattoo. Do you have a bum tattoo?
No, I don't have a bum tattoo. I've always wanted one.
You and I are in a sacred gang.
We're in the ankle tat gang.
You have the ankle sock tattoo because like people have sleeve tattoos.
Yeah.
You and I have socks of tattoos and it's a pretty elusive gang.
I always told my husband Akshay, we've been dating for nearly 6 years, and I said to him when we first started dating, I'll get your name tattooed on my bum. But he's never let me.
Never let you get it?
Well, because part of me really wants to do it, but another part of me is like, getting someone's name tattooed onto you is got to be like a bad omen. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
For a relationship.
What about initials?
Oh, yeah. See, I would still do it. But I think Akshay's like, no, don't.
5223295 What do you have tattooed on your bum?
Oh.
My best mate, his dad's name is Greg.
Yeah.
And he has No Regrets.
Amazing.
Tattooed on his bottom.
Amazing.
No
regrets.
And it's not often now that we're
Does
both.
Does he whip it out?
Well, this is the thing. When we were teenagers, like late teenagers and in our early 20s, the amount of times that I would see No Regrets on my best mate's bum. And we have a matching tattoo. I have one on my ankle. It's on his other bum cheek, a wrestling tattoo. So that's where his is. But I didn't want to put it on my bum at the time.
I grew up with a guy who got your name tattooed onto his bum.
Y-O-U-R.
So that he could tell girls, like, I've got your name tattooed on me. Yeah, and then he'd whip it out.
5223295 Give us a call. What have you got tattooed on your bum? Danny from Port Arlington's given us a call. Danny, do you have a tattoo on your bum?
So I don't personally have a tattoo on my bum. I haven't quite got there yet. But I do know someone who had a huge tattoo on her bum. And it was, I'm going to just keep it PG and use a different word. So if you can use your imagination, it was Fruit You. But Fruit was on one cheek, You was on the other. And it just took up her whole bum.
The
whole bum, Danny.
That's
so
aggressive.
It was like a masterpiece, though, when you saw it. It was in like beautiful, like script kind of calligraphy writing. It just, it was wild.
Danny, would she whip it out often? Like just.
I saw it in person. I think she had a really amazing photo of it, and so we just used to show people photos of it when we would tell them. I'd be like, "Look what this girl has on her bum," and just bring out a photo
of
it. Danny,
that's like if it's as big as you say it is, like you're gonna have to get your whole rear end out to show people this.
Yeah.
So maybe the photo is the smart. That's a bold statement.
It is
to make.
Yeah,
it was very bold.
When
very
you're saying bold. It often though, Tim, maybe you do need to get it tattooed on your bum so you can just whip it out in conversation.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
Yeah,
any excuse to get your bum out now.
Like. Fair enough, Danny. I like it. I like your attitude, Jess. Who would you like to go to next?
Let's go to Hayden from Batter.
Hayden,
you got a tattoo of your nickname on your own bum.
I do. Yes. So the nickname is Fog, F-O-G. So I've got F on one cheek and G on the other. And, yeah, the third tattoo come for free.
It took Tim a second to understand where you were going.
No.
Hayden, sorry, Fog, how often are you whipping that bad boy out?
It is a little bit of a party trick, but it takes a couple of quiet beverages for it to get whipped out.
it wouldn't be a Sunday barbecue, I can tell you that much.
No, definitely not.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of questions, but none that I can ask on the air.
See, the problem is, my fear is, and I know exactly what you do, Hayden, is someone goes, where's the O? And then that's when you give them the O.
That's normally the trigger that gets it whipped out, unfortunately.
So do you... I can't ask this question fair. On the air.
Hayden, stay on the phone. We're going to have a chat over the news break. I'm Joanne. An indented head, finally. Is it your husband has a tattoo on his bum?
Yes, he does. Definitely not me. Definitely my husband.
What's the tattoo of?
It's half a rabbit going into the burrow.
Joanne,
yes,
tell me the conversation you had with your husband, because he got this done while you guys were in the early stages of your relationship, right?
Yeah, I honestly don't think there was a conversation. It sort of appeared. Yes, it was.
How big are we talking?
I can't remember the details, but I'm pretty sure it was after he'd had a few, as we say, adult cordials. Yeah. And yeah, the next day, here we go. We've got a tattoo.
Is it a large bunny? Like, does it go on one cheek or across both?
No, not large. It's not a large bunny. It's a nicely sized one.
Are we talking about the tattoo or the... All right. That's the rabbit hole that Alice in Wonderland doesn't want to go down.
That's very true.
Joanne, lucky girl you are. Appreciate your phone call.
Is that what you wanted, Tim?
Oh, just a lot more usage of the imagination more in those tattoos than I was expecting.
I was expecting like Larry Emder, just a wholesome cheek. I didn't realize.
Well, at least it's exciting for Loggy from The Breakfast Show. If she wants that tattoo log, she only has to pay for the F and the G.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I want to talk about AI.
Oh, God. Make me feel even older now. First Benson Boone, now this.
I know that you had a bit of trouble with AI over the last couple of months, I guess.
I'm just hesitant.
Yes.
I've used ChatGPT 3 times.
Oh, my God, you finally said the name right.
Yep. The letters are confusing. I've used it 3 times, and it was helpful to a point.
Yeah.
It helped me name my robot vacuum. It helped me name my fantasy football team, and then I asked it a work question, and it confused me so much that I deactivated my account.
Well, this is the thing with AI. Like, we've gotten to a point now where it's advanced enough that it's helpful. It's just, I don't think we're quite there yet.
You're a big fan of shortcuts, so I know you love AI.
I do love AI.
Anytime there's a slight issue in your life, straight to the robot.
How do you feel about driverless cars?
No. They did this thing in Perth with driverless buses a couple of years ago, and they were like, look at it go. And this thing was going top speed, 2 kilometres an hour.
So I want to talk about in the UK, in the US, they have this like fleet of AI cars.
Isn't it taxis or something?
Yes, in Los Angeles. They had this whole car park full of AI cars, driverless cars, and, you know, people can obviously book them and then get driven places around LA, which, you know, often is like a car park in itself when people are driving around LA.
Okay.
However, some residents nearby the car park have started reporting sightings of these driverless cars turning themselves on and just chaotically driving around a car park at like 4 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I just think, while we've come a long way, maybe the technology is not quite there yet.
Well, I think
for driverless cars.
If driverless cars are going to be a thing, it has to be every car is driverless.
Right.
Or no cars are driverless.
Why do you think that?
Well, because they all have to be in it together, because the human factor is the only thing that can change the AI. Like, so if I'm on the road and I'm not a good driver, the AI can do as much as it wants to predict that I'm garbage and I'll hit a curb. But if they're all AI, they're all going to be doing the right thing.
You would think. But these this the, car park the video of the car park is absolutely terrifying. So the driverless cars start driving around in circles, turning their lights on and off in the middle of the night. For some reason, they just have like their a mind of their own from like 4 a.m.
Maybe we're reading into this completely wrong. Maybe Cars the movie wasn't a film. Maybe it was a documentary.
Maybe
Lightning McQueen is in there and he just wants to win one more Piston Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Ka-chow. You know?
You've been watching Cars recently.
Ka-chow. I don't want to paint a picture that might not be there, but I feel like that's what's happening.
I think we are just not quite there. And I think, I can't believe I'm about this to say this and it's about to come out of my mouth, but maybe we should listen to Elon Musk and just pull back on AI for just a second. Just like, let's just get it right before we start putting driverless cars out onto the roads.
It's attitudes like that, Jess, that'll never see you winning the Piston Cup.
Ka-chow.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby there. It is 9 past 5. Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock. And our $20 baby, Will, from the newsroom, has come in here from the newsroom.
Oh, he's at least a 50.
How good's Monday, Will?
Good. What does it even mean, like Million Dollar Baby? Is it just like...
Haven't really listened to the lyrics on that one there. Sorry, champ.
Like the actual, you know, I don't know. No, no, like what does it mean? Does it mean
that's
like
a great question. What does it all mean,
born
Jess?
Rich?
Should we ask Tommy Richmond? Or
maybe.
What do you call it, Tommy Richmond? It's not a football, mate.
Anyway, I'm not sure if I'm offended by what you said.
That was the intention.
You should be.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was the intention.
You definitely should be.
But, yep. All right. Well, glad to have you in here. Let's do this.
Harvey Norman Electrical. Same day delivery. 7 days a week. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us 3 news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's up to us to fill in those blanks.
It was the first of its kind in Australia, but now what is set to be demolished 38 years after opening.
Ooh, the first of its kind in Australia.
It's a form of transport.
A tram system.
Oh, the tram at SeaWorld.
It's not a tram, but you're right.
The monorail!
The monorail.
Sorry.
It's actually been...
Calm down.
It's actually been, like, non-operational since 2019, but just sitting there waiting for... to
have
be
you
repaired.
Ever been on it?
And no. I've been... what?
No, I have not. Question answered.
I have been to SeaWorld once when I was, like, 5 or 6.
You have
don't
not.
Tell Loggy.
Which was before like all the actual rides were there.
Yeah.
It was just like a polar bear and some dolphins or some killer whales. and I don't remember the monorail.
Yeah.
I might have gone on it.
I went on it as a kid. Yeah, I've been on it.
Thank you for adding that.
You're welcome. Have you been on the monorail?
I have not been on the monorail.
Do you know
sorry.
What? I don't think they're going to miss much. It didn't really like... The park's not that big.
Do you know what's
that you need
less
it.
Boring than the monorail? The conversation we're having about that
wow.
monorail.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been on it, yeah. Yeah. You probably have. Yeah, probably maybe, yeah. Cool. Tim, you haven't? No? Oh, fair enough.
All right, we'll move on to the next story then, Will. Jeez.
Cool.
No, Will, that wasn't a shot at you. That was a shot at Jess. I just can't stress that enough.
Champion racehorse Black Caviar was back in the news. What's got her in the headlines?
She had a baby.
You've really set her up to anything, but the answer is so unnecessary. She passed away.
She did.
Oh, that's horrible.
Of course it is, but she lived a great life. And she did actually have a baby before passing away.
So, thank you.
So you're right. The undefeated racehorse won 25 from 25, including 15 group ones, passed away just shy of her 18th birthday.
Is the baby okay?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Will.
Well, the baby... like,
well, you asked.
The baby's not now. The baby's from a long time ago. The foal's from a very long time ago.
No, she recently had a baby who's just died as well.
This, you're not...
Well, you asked.
What is wrong with you?
It's going so terribly. Okay.
This is a good one, though. This is a good one.
Yeah. All right, bring us home.
A British man who purchased an egg. Are you listening?
Yes.
He purchased an egg at an auction for almost $300. So he's in the news. What was so significant about the egg?
It was a quadruple yoker.
And it didn't die.
Okay, good. Was it a quadruple yoker?
No, it wasn't a quadruple. It was still formed, so you couldn't tell.
Was it like the first, you know how it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg? Was this the actual first egg?
The first ever egg?
Yeah.
No. It was perfectly spherical.
Oh, that's so good.
That's good. I would pay for that.
It's a circular egg. Apparently, according to the BBC, it's a 1 in a billion object. And this guy paid £150 for it when he was having a few beers at the pub and saw it on a website.
One of my, we don't have chickens anymore because we're not allowed to in Armstrong Creek, but where I used to live, we had a couple of Polish show chooks, and Fritz would lay some almost perfectly spherical eggs, and it was exciting business. Mm. Delicious too.
I used to get in on that egg action.
Yeah.
Now I have to pay for my eggs
egg action,
like a chump.
As they call it in the chicken game.
You know, that story was almost as bad as the monorail one.
Oh, should we just circle back to the horse dying? And
yeah, I think let's finish up on that,
wheel?
Yeah.
Jeez, Will.
Wow, we've already had a cracker
today.
At least
you've learned enough to not have
you
that.
You talked about dead horses. How is that an uplifter?
Well, she's a champion horse and she should be acknowledged.
But he's smart because he didn't finish with it. He finished it with
exactly,
the egg gear.
Yeah.
And we've circled back to this. Will, I'd say thank you for coming in, but I'd be lying.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.